Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether it's an article that I've written or some of my Brain Trust members have written, where there are thousands of them there, my friends, and they're all free. There are thousands, tens of thousands of interviews that I've done with our Brain Trust members, all broken up into segments, and the most of them, the early ones not as much as the later ones. The write-up under them tells you a little bit more about what we said. You can do a little searching there on the site. It's not as good as Google, but it does a pretty good job. You can find a topic there on the website, and that'll take you to a Brain Trust member where you might be able to find a book that would work for you, or maybe find a Brain Trust member, something one of my Brain Trust members might be able to help you with something you're working for. It's a great site, folks. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. There's nothing else like it in the world. And also don't forget ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you'll check out that, and I hope you're thinking about the age of the customer. If you're not, you should. Whether you buy my book or not, if you buy my book, I think you'll get smarter. If you don't, that's fine. But at least go to the website, the main website for the book, and the one for my main site, which includes a link to all the Age of the Customer columns, which are referenced in the book. So if you don't want to buy a book, I'll give it to you. I just want you to get smarter about the age of the customer, how it's overtaking, it's subducting the age of the seller. And if you're an age of the seller, then you're going to become extinct. So think about that. I want to review a recent poll that we did. I asked you about President Trump's trade attitudes. You know, during the campaign, he got very vociferous about what he was going to do to change the way we do business overseas, to the point where he actually sounded very protectionist, which to a free trader like me is not good, doesn't sound good. You know, one of the reasons we had a Great Depression, my friends, back in the 30s, was because of the Smoot-Hawley bill that was passed that put a tariff on things. And countries around the world just put up their firewalls. They put their shields up and blocked everything coming in, and it basically stopped global trade and a Great Recession, a Great Depression. The Great Depression wasn't just in the United States, my friends. It was global. And so trade is important. And it troubled me when President Trump talked about trade in a more protectionist way. But I actually believe that what he said was, what he was saying was more, and he did say these things, that he's going to negotiate better trade deals. And I'm in favor of that because I've seen how some of our trade deals were so unilateral against America, how we gave up way too much, and it hurt America. We can negotiate trade deals, folks, without hurting America. And so we asked this question a week ago in our poll: are you concerned that President Trump is too much of a protectionist? And so 54% of you said he'll negotiate fair trade deals, which is not protectionism. And I'm in that camp. I believe that. 23% said, I'm concerned that he is a protectionist, which could be dangerous. And if he is a protectionist, I agree with them about that. And then 21% said, I hope he is a protectionist. America first, damn it. That's what 21% of you said. If that's the case, if you're in that camp, I mean, you have a right to be that way, but go study history a little bit and you might change your mind. Only 3% said he'll do what every other president has, and that's whatever Wall Street says. Well, I think more over half of the folks, as you can see, are giving the president the benefit of the doubt, and that he won't overprotect us, and but also he won't sell us down the river. I like thinking that we have a president who will send negotiators to negotiate trade deals who actually know how to negotiate, who aren't some bleeding heart, starry-eyed, rose-colored glasses person who thinks America can afford to give away a bunch of stuff. We can't do that anymore. Maybe we could do that back in the 1980s, but not today. We can't do that anymore. We got to negotiate better deals. And I think NAFTA, it's been, what, 30 years since we passed NAFTA? I think it's time to look at it again, to make sure that deal was put together in a way that benefits us. It's not time for America to become protectionists, but it is time for America to stand up for itself. We're going through some serious systemic changes right now, structural changes right now. The way the workplace is changing, the way employment is changing, the way the economy is adjusting. I talked about the age of the customer a minute ago. We're going through some major adjustments in American capitalism, folks. And part of that adjustment should be that we negotiate better trade for ourselves. That we negotiate hard and tough and fair for both sides. And I'm looking forward to being one of the people to hold President Trump's feet to the fire on that. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.